Welcome to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. I'm Kayleen Smith, founder of GoTime Training, inspirational speaker, fitness expert, and lifestyle coach. Each week, I will bring you an idea or special guest that will help you bust through your barriers, get motivated, and live the life you love. Get ready to take your life to the next level, to finally achieve your wildest dreams and radiate with magnetic energy every day. What are you waiting for? Let's go. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. So I have to tell you, I just got done recording what I'm going to try and re-record. And when I went to edit it, it had the worst echo on it. So I was so sad, so disappointed. And I hope that when I re-record this, I can say everything that I meant to say before in the first recording. Who knows? Maybe the second one will be even better. So let's get straight to it. So I want to start with a quote today, and I want to share this quote because it has such an impact when you read it and you let it soak in. So the quote is, "You're going to be in your own skin until you die. That's a while, you might as well get comfortable in it." Well, I don't want you to just be comfortable in your skin. I want you to be ecstatic. I want you to truly love yourself. I want you to live in your truth, know your purpose, know your worth, have confidence, and live life on your terms. That's truly what I've been exploring for myself for the last several years. And I cannot tell you how freeing it is when you start to connect with what makes you happy in life. So, side note is this is the deep dive work that we're going to be doing at the Gorgeous Strength Summit. And I am on cloud nine because we are less than a month away from the summit. And this is something I've been wanting to do for 3+ years, which is going to lead into the topic today. But I didn't take action on creating the summit 3 years ago when I had such a burning desire to do so because I wasn't comfortable in my skin. I kept comparing myself to other people, even to people like Tony Robbins, who put on huge seminars several times a year and have thousands of people show up to it. I started saying, who am I to do this? Who's going to come? Why do people even care that I want to do this? So I was living in my own skin, but I wasn't comfortable in it. I wasn't living my purpose. And I wanted so much more, but I did not know how to achieve it. And that's exactly what I want to do here with you today. But that's exactly what we're also going to do at the Gorgeous Strength Summit in August. So if you haven't got your tickets to it and you want a seat, all you have to do is text the word gorgeous to 316-835-0666 and I'll shoot you all the details. So let's dive into today's topic. I'm going to repeat the quote again. It says, "You're going to be in your own skin until you die. That's a while. You might as well get comfortable in it." So like I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, I don't want you to be comfortable in your skin. I want you to love yourself in your skin. I want you to be so connected to what your purpose is in life that every single day you are in your flow. You've probably seen people like this before. They just walk around with a glow about them. They attract so much success and so much positivity. They're like magnets to that. And then you feel like you're on the other side and you're pushing and you're trying so hard to achieve what you know or you think you know you want, but you're not getting there. And then you find yourself scrolling on social media and you're comparing yourself to all the lives of all the people that you're following. First of all, I want to tell you that social media, people post the best parts of their lives. So you can think that the grass is greener on the other side, but you're likely not seeing all the mundane stuff that people go through to earn that success, to be that magnet of positivity. It's daily work. It's moment by moment, mindfulness and intentional living that these people are doing to attract the success, to have the life that you watch from afar and wish that you had too. So how can you connect with your purpose? I'm going to tell you, it's so simple. This work is so simple, but too many people don't take the time to do it. And a few years ago is when I first heard about this work, and I thought to myself, that is silly. That is a waste of time. I know who I am. I know what I want from life, and I don't need to do that. And when I tell you what this work is, you might think the same thing. And if you think that, I don't judge you for it because I thought the same thing too. But I want you to be open-minded and I want you to at least give it a try because as soon as I did this work, it opened my eyes to all the opportunities I was missing out on because I was pushing and striving for success in the wrong areas of my life. So the simple work is creating a list of personal core values. So if you think of super successful businesses, they have core values and they make hires according to their core values. They make big business decisions in accordance with their core values. And oftentimes businesses will give up killer opportunities that could bring them in massive profits simply because it does not align with their core values. And by doing so, they create clarity. They create clarity for their employees and for their customers. So you might not have customers that you're going to create clarity with for in your personal core values, but as soon as you create your personal core values, you're going to create clarity for yourself, and that's what matters the most. So are there moments that you accept something, you know, maybe a new project at work, and as soon as you accept it, you think to yourself, oh my gosh, why did I do that? Because now I have so many more things on my plate and I just don't know when I'm going to get to it all. Or maybe you accept a dinner date with a friend and you dearly, deeply love this friend, but you start to resent it because it's going to take time away from your family. And leading up to that dinner date, you're hoping all day long they cancel. And they're probably hoping the same thing. They probably invited you because you invited them to something and they couldn't go, so they're just returning the favor. The moment you make your personal core value list, you will be able to say yes to the opportunities and the decisions that you need to say yes to that will propel you forward toward your goal, and say no, an honest, sincere, loving no to the things that are not going to serve you. And as soon as you do that, you clear the energy of, oh, I can't wait until they cancel. You keep checking your phone all day long. Are they going to cancel? Are they going to cancel? That's wasting so much of your energy. So the moment you create your core values and you align yourself in all the decisions you make moment by moment, day by day, you create clarity in your life and you allow your energy to focus on the things that matter the most. So here's how I created my core values. And I challenge you in the next week or two to find some time that you can sit in silence by yourself and do this assignment, do this exercise on your own. And if you do it, I would be honored if you would share with me the core values that you've created for yourself. And it can be as in-depth as you want to share with me. Just tag me on Facebook or Instagram at Gorgeous Strength, and I would just love to see what you've come up with. So when I created my core values, I just spent some time sitting in silence and writing down the things that meant the most to me in life. So it could have just been one word, it could have been a sentence or a phrase. And as soon as I felt I regurgitated everything that meant something to me in my life, I started pairing those. And you'll find that there are specific categories that these sentences and words start to fall into. And from there, I created a list of three, and I think everybody should have 2 to 5 personal core values. So I have 3 personal core values, and now I can ask myself, anytime an opportunity gets brought to me or an invite is asked of me, I say, does this align with my core values? Does this align with where I want to be in my life and the work and the purpose that I feel I have on this earth? And if it does, I say yes immediately, because I'm so clear on where I'm going. But if it doesn't, I say no in a loving, kind manner. And I don't feel guilty. I'm no longer wasting energy on things that I knew from the get-go were not going to serve me. So I challenge you to take some time in the next week or two to do this assignment on your own. And like I said, if you're willing, please share it with me, because I want to be your accountability partner. I want to see the work that you're doing. I want to see the success that you're getting from this work. The most successful people in the world spend time working on themselves first, and I think you need to do the same. It's definitely been a life changer for me. So before we go today, I want to remind you that tickets are still on sale for the Gorgeous Strengths Summit. We are less than a month out, and it is going to be so much fun. The work we talked about in this podcast is just a brief touch of the work we're going to be doing at the summit, and I guarantee it's going to change your life. So until next time, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I cannot tell you how much it means to me, how much I love talking to you. Make something amazing happen in your life and the lives of others today. You guys, if you love this episode, make sure you share it. And please take a moment to leave me a 5-star review. Until next time, make today something you will be proud of tomorrow.